Oh, hey everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe, and you just caught me brushing my teeth with an oversized toothbrush. Sorry, I woke up late today, so I'm still getting ready to teach. Well, you may have your magazine open already. If so, perhaps you think I'm dressed for today's lesson. It's called Bathing and Sleeping Habits. Well, we're going to take a look at the simple question, when do you shower and sleep? Of course, we'll learn about how people in different countries might answer this question. Today, we'll only have time to get through the sleeping section, which is just fine because I love sleeping. Now listen carefully. There are four countries mentioned in our lesson. What are they? And how are they different? Let's get started with the first reading. Oh, I almost forgot. I believe your English will improve today. Okay, now, let's get started. And I am going to go and get changed. See ya.
Bathing and sleeping habits. When do you shower and sleep? How many hours do you sleep each night? When do you take a bath or a shower? People in other countries may give very different answers to these questions. Sleeping. Everyone needs to sleep, but not everyone sleeps the same amount or at the same time. The National Sleep Foundation conducted a poll of people from six countries. It asked them about their sleep habits.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看的是 conduct 这个动词。Conduct 是指实施或执行。例如 ,the experiment was professionally conducted under strict supervision. 这个实验是在严格的监督下专业化的执行的。或者是 ,the police decided to conduct a coastal search for the missing boat. 警方决定要实施沿岸的搜索来寻找这艘失踪的船。Conduct 也可以当名词，这个时候重音要移到第一音节，念成 conduct， 意思是指行为举止。例如 ，his conduct disgraced his family， 他的行为使家族蒙羞。继续我们看的是 poll 这个名词 ，poll 是指民意调查或票选。例如 ，Timothy was at the top of the poll with a 52% approval rate。Timothy 在所有候选人中民意调查以52%的支持率高居首位。或者是 the poll regarding the president shows an increase in his popularity. 民意调查显示总统的支持率提高了。
Gabe? Hey everyone! Once again, where is Gabe? He's not here. Have you seen him?
He's late. Again.
Well, friends, I am Rebecca, and I would like to wait for Gabe, but I think we're going to have to get started with our lesson. And today we're talking about bathing and sleeping habits. Bathing and sleeping habits. So when do you typically bathe, and when do you typically go to sleep at night?
Oh, I'm so sorry I'm late, Rebecca.
Gabe, you're late again.
I know.
Where have you been?
Well, I got up late, which means that I took a shower at a later time, and then so that made me a little bit late for teaching. I mean, I was here earlier. I said hi to everybody. Hi again. I just had to go and change and, you know, freshen up, smell good, you know.
Yes, nice. Hey, this is pretty cool. Can I see this?
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's awesome. And I can use this to...
What are you doing?
Rub my back?
What are you doing with my toothbrush?
Oh, this is a toothbrush. I thought it was something that I could use to scrub my back. It's perfect.
If I could give me that. Yes, I know. It's an oversized toothbrush, so it looks like something you could use to scrub your back. Hey, I guess it looks like something you might use when you're taking a bath or shower.
Exactly. That's what I was saying, Gabe. Okay, so now, Gabe, you mentioned earlier that you were taking a shower. So I have a question for you. When do you typically shower?
Well, usually I shower at night these days, but sometimes if I'm really tired at night, I'll just wait until the morning to shower.
Mm-hmm. Now, shower is a very interesting word because it could be a noun, but it can also be a verb. Because you could say, I usually shower in the morning, but Johnny took a shower at night. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. And of course, when you use it as a noun, you use it with the word take. Mm-hmm. You take a shower. Okay, or you shower. I shower in the morning. I take a shower in the mornings.
Great. Okay, well, Gabe, I'm glad that you finally were able to join us this morning. So now we can really dive right into the first sentence of our lesson, which reads, how many hours do you sleep each night? That's actually a good question I'd like to answer. I usually sleep probably between 6 and 7 hours, if I'm lucky.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it's only 5 hours.
I'm the same way, Rebecca. If I'm lucky, I'll sleep that much. I would love to sleep between 8 and 9 hours every night, but it's hard to fall asleep before 11 or 12. Well, this is a great question, a great sentence pattern. How many something do you do? So, for example, you could say, how many days do you need to finish the project?
Hopefully not too many days. Or you could also say, how many cups of coffee do you drink every day?
And we're talking about bathing and sleeping habits. How many pillows do you need to sleep with? How many pillows do you need?
I actually love lots of pillows. My bed, I think, has about maybe 5 pillows.
Wow.
You know, I like to snuggle with my pillows, and it's just really cozy.
You have a lot of pillows.
Of course.
How many pillows does Rebecca need? She needs at least 5 pillows so she can fall asleep at night.
But, you know, I have one more question I'd like to ask. How many eggs do you need for the cookies? You remember the cookies that you were going to make?
Yeah, Rebecca, I don't usually make cookies. I don't know how many eggs or how many of anything that I need because I'm not a good cook.
Well, that's okay. No worries. Maybe I'll bake the cookies instead. Well, let's keep talking about bathing and sleeping patterns.
Okay.
So let's look in our lesson. We read, actually, we see another question. When do you take a bath or a shower? Now, we've already learned, Gabe, that you usually take a shower at night, right?
Yes.
But today was an exception.
Exactly. So if I don't have time, if I'm really tired, then I'll take a shower in the morning. But here's another great sentence pattern, a good question. When do you do something? Okay, so for example, there are many ways to use this. When do you eat breakfast?
Hmm.
When do you eat lunch?
And when do you eat dinner? Well, I usually eat dinner between 6:30 and 7. Or you could also say, when do you like watching TV? Do you like watching TV?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so when do you like watching TV?
I like watching TV whenever Studio Classroom is on TV. That's a good time to watch TV.
That's a great answer, Gabe.
Or, you know, everyone has to go to school or work. When do you go to school? When do you go home from work? Or when do you leave the office? Think of some other ways to use this sentence pattern.
Well, according to our lesson, people in other countries may give very different answers to those questions that we just asked. That is, how many hours do you sleep each night, and when do you take a bath or a shower?
Mm-hmm. So today we're going to specifically be talking about sleeping, okay? We read, everyone needs to sleep, but not everyone sleeps the same amount or at the same time. Okay, so it's true. I mean, everyone needs to sleep, but of course these habits differ from place to place, from country to country.
Exactly. I mean, I already told you that sometimes I only get between 6 and 7 hours of sleep, but you know a baby?
Mm-hmm.
A baby needs at least, I think maybe 12 to 14 hours of sleep.
Well, babies need all that sleep so that they can grow, right? Okay, well, we have something special we'd like to take a look at. Actually, Liz wants to take a closer look at something from this sentence. So let's join her now.
Hi, friends. My name is Liz, and thanks for joining me here as we take a closer look at today's sentence. Everyone needs to sleep, but not everyone sleeps the same amount or at the same time. So what the writer is saying is, yes, everyone is the same because everyone needs to sleep. But there are differences. Not everyone sleeps the same amount or at the same time. Now, notice the pattern. Everyone needs to something, but not everyone something else. This is a very easy pattern, but it's a good one to use when you want to talk about how even though everyone might have or share something similar, there are still some differences. For example, we can use this pattern to talk about how everyone gets the same kind of treatment, but some people get additional things plus the basic treatment. Like, everyone needs to get a health examination, but not everyone needs to get a chest x-ray during the examination. Here's another example. Everyone needs to come and help out at the community center, but not everyone needs to come at the same time. In other words, everyone needs to be at the community center to help out, but it doesn't matter what time people come. And that's all the time we have for today. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. So that's right. Everyone needs sleep, but not everyone sleeps the same amount of time. Okay, so in our lesson we read, the National Sleep Foundation conducted a poll of people from 6 countries, and what did it ask?
All right, it asked them about their sleep habits. Hmm. So this organization, they conducted a poll. I might also say they conducted a survey to find out some information. So you can use those words. You can conduct a poll, conduct a survey too.
Exactly. And so what were they trying to figure out? They were trying to figure out people's sleeping patterns. How many hours people slept, when people went to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
All these different questions, I'm sure, were asked.
And not just from one country. Okay, we're going to find out more, so stay tuned. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Are you ready to take a bath? Good, because it's bath time. Okay, well, no, not really. We don't want you to leave us right now to go and take a bath. We are simply discussing bathing and sleeping habits around the world. Today we are focusing on the sleeping part. I tell you, there seems to be an organization for everything. Have you ever heard of the National Sleep Foundation? Neither had I. But thanks to their research, we're going to learn about sleeping and napping habits in various countries. But please, don't fall asleep. We'll also learn about bedroom habits in America, Japan, Germany, and Mexico. Ah, now you're awake? Bedroom habits? Don't worry, our show is clean. Let's continue.
Bathing and sleeping habits. It found that people from the United States and Japan sleep the fewest hours each night. Also, half of American and Japanese people had taken a nap in the previous 2 weeks. Many Japanese workers nap at work, but most American companies don't permit napping. Most people from every country surveyed except Japan tried to make their bedrooms smell good. 96% of Germans said they air out their bedrooms at least once per week. The poll said Americans use the most pillows, but Mexicans make their beds most often.
OK, 其实我们看的是 previous 这个形容词 ,PRE 这个字首有之前的意思。所以 previous 是指以前的或先前的。例如 ,according to our previous agreement, we will start paying our fee from next month. 根据我们先前的约定我们会下个月才开始付费。或者是 both husband and wife have children from previous marriages. 这对夫妻双方都有前一段婚姻的儿女。接下来我们看的是 permit 这个动词 permit 是指允许或准许注意它的过去式过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 t 再加上 ed 或 ing 例如 the company employees are permitted to use the equipment at the gym 公司员工可以使用健身房的设备或者是 the school permits its students to use tablets in class when necessary 学校允许学生在必要的时候在课堂上使用平板电脑。And now let's get back to our teachers. So remember, the National Sleep Foundation conducted a poll of people from 6 countries. And what did they find out? Well, in our lesson we read, it found that people from the United States and Japan sleep the fewest hours each night. Now, that doesn't really surprise me.
Yes, they like to work a lot. Okay, we read on. Also, half of American and Japanese people had taken a nap in the previous 2 weeks. Now, we want to talk about different kinds of naps that you could take in the middle of the day. One is called a cat nap. That's about 15 to 20 minutes.
And another name for cat nap is power nap. Mm-hmm. And the reason why it's a power nap is because it's so short, but it gives you energy and power.
That's right. So if you want to take a nap for the purpose of feeling refreshed and energized, you would say you're going to take a power nap. Well, I have a question. How are sleep and exercise related? Let's see what's going on with today's SC Challenge. Hey, it's time again for the SC Challenge. My friend Stephanie and I, we're just doing a little bit of exercising. Now, why is that? That is because a lot of people wonder how exercise and sleep are related. Stephanie, mm-hmm. Is it okay to exercise before going to bed at night?
Of course, it's very helpful to exercise before you go to sleep.
So it's helpful to go to exercise before sleeping, and why is that?
Because when you exercise, your body releases a special chemical.
A special chemical, and what is that chemical called? I think you've seen this before in our lessons, friends. This is the chemical called?
Serotonin.
Serotonin. Can you say that? Serotonin. Okay, so it's good to exercise before you sleep. What are other benefits that exercise has?
Another benefit is after you exercise, you feel relaxed. Your muscles are relaxed.
Okay, so it's good to have serotonin. That helps in everyday life. And of course, you want to feel relaxed when you go to sleep. Okay, so maybe that answers some of your questions. Is it okay to exercise at night? Thank you for joining us again, Stephanie. We'll see you all next time for the SC Challenge. You ready?
Well, that was very informative. Thank you, Stephanie. Well, let's read in our lesson. Most people from every country surveyed, except Japan, try to make their bedrooms smell good. Now, talking about different countries, I wonder which countries have the best English. Well, let's see what the guys in the InfoCloud have to say.
After decades of global English language education, the question needs to be asked, is the world's English level improving? Ken, please tell me it is.
Well, Steve, it turns out that, yes, the ability of non-native English speakers is gradually getting better. We know this because a private education company called EF, for the fourth time, ranked 60 countries around the world according to their English Language Proficiency, or ELP. The lower the number, the better the English.
Okay, of all the countries studied, Denmark received the highest ranking. Germany ranked number 10.
In Asia, the highest ELP rank was given to Malaysia, directly followed by Singapore. They were the 12th and 13th places, respectively.
Other countries in East Asia, like South Korea and Japan, didn't fare as well. EF's director, Min Tran, said that though these countries spend a lot of money on English education, their rankings remain average because of teaching methods.
He explained that education systems in those countries tend to focus more on rote memorization rather than on using English to actually communicate with others.
Okay, Mexico, America's neighbor to the south, falls in at number 39, while China's ELP was a few positions higher at 37.
英文是现今世界上最通用的语言，世界上大多数的国家也都在推广英文。但是你有没有想过，哪一个非英语系国家的英语能力最强？有一个公司就做了一项全球英语能力的调查，结果发现 Denmark 丹麦夺得第一名， Germany 德国拿下第十名。其实这项调查的前十名都是欧洲国家，亚洲国家都在十名以外，像 Malaysia 马来西亚的排名是12， Singapore 第13名。东亚的国家像 South Korea 南韩以及 Japan 日本表现都不佳，原因并不是他们在英语教学的投资不足，而是用错方向。这些国家强调 rote memorization 机械式的学习方式，也就是死背。但是要学好一个语言，应该要在英语的环境中活用，而不是死记硬背。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Okay, so friends, don't just memorize English words and phrases. Use your English to communicate with others. Then you will improve. Let's continue. 96% of Germans said they air out their bedrooms at least once per week. What does it mean to air out your bedroom?
Well, this just means that you freshen it up by allowing fresh air to come through. However, you don't just air out bedrooms. Sometimes you have to air out maybe a car. For example, someone was smoking in that car, so I really need to air it out.
And one way you could air it out is by opening up the windows. Another way, you just saw a picture of a fan. You can use a fan to air out your room. Well, friends, we've learned a lot. Right now it's time for us to review with Linda in the editor's summary.
In our Around the World article, we are looking at when and how people take baths or showers and when they sleep. And there are lots of differences depending on where people live. In fact, the National Sleep Foundation conducted a poll of people from 6 countries regarding their sleeping habits. The poll found that Americans and Japanese sleep the fewest hours every night, but that half of them had taken naps in the previous couple of weeks. And then how about how good your bedroom smells? Of those surveyed, people from all countries except Japan tried to make that particular room smell good. A very high percentage of Germans air out their bedrooms at least once a week. And Americans use the most number of pillows. But people from Mexico make their beds most often. So, where do you fall in the survey?
Gabe, there it is. I was hoping that you were going to bring that brush. Can I see it, please?
My toothbrush.
Well, I just needed it for just a moment.
Okay.
Because I was a little itchy right here.
Rebecca, you know what? I have something good I want to share with you. It's good news. I'm going to give you a gift, and that is going to be your gift, my toothbrush. You can have it.
Well, thank you, so I can keep scrubbing myself.
Yes, you can use it when you're taking a shower or whatever. Thank you, friends. We have more to learn about bathing habits tomorrow. So come back then, right here to Studio Classroom. Goodbye. Stop!
Bye-bye.
No, that's not what that's for.